While Hollywood may show process servers as shrewd undercover members of the court, wearing bizarre costumes to sneakily serve you divorce papers, we know what it's really like. And it's pretty much exactly like that, once in a while. This is Lafayette Process Servers, LLC, a podcast shining a light on the job that takes place in the shadows. What's it really like serving subpoenas, summonses, and notices? Welcome your host, owner and CEO of Lafayette Process Servers, LLC, Scott Frank.
What happens if you don't answer the door for a process server? When you're expecting legal documents, the sight of a process server at your doorstep can be nerve-wracking. But what happens if you don't answer the door for a process server? Understanding the implications of ignoring a process server can help you make informed decisions. The role of a process server. Process servers play a critical role in the legal system. Their primary duty is to ensure that individuals involved in a legal proceeding are properly notified. This involves delivering documents such as subpoenas, summonses, and complaints. Companies like Lafayette Process Servers, LLC or those found on https://batten-rouge-process-servers.com/ specialize in handling these tasks efficiently. Consequences of not answering the door. Ignoring a process server doesn't mean you can avoid the legal process. Here are a few outcomes that might occur if you choose not to answer the door. Alternative service methods. If a process server cannot deliver documents to you directly, they may resort to alternative methods. These can include delivering documents to another adult at your residence or workplace or mailing them to your last known address. Some jurisdictions allow forced service by publication, where a notice is published in a newspaper. Default judgments. Failing to respond to a process server notification can lead to a default judgment against you. This means that the court may proceed with the case in your absence, potentially resulting in unfavorable outcomes without your input. Legal complications. Not accepting legal documents can complicate your case further. It might result in additional legal expenses or prolong the legal process. It's crucial to engage with the process to protect your rights and interests. How to handle a process server visit. If you are aware that a process server is trying to reach you, here's how you can handle the situation. Be informed. Understanding the nature of the documents being served is essential. You can contact your attorney to gain clarity on the implications and decide the best course of action. Accept the papers. Accepting the documents allows you to respond appropriately to the legal proceedings. It ensures you are informed about any court dates or actions required on your part. Respond promptly. Once you've received the documents, act quickly. Review them with your attorney to understand your options and the steps you need to take. Conclusion. Avoiding a process server by not answering the door doesn't stop legal proceedings from moving forward. It's often in your best interest to accept the documents and engage with the legal process. Companies like Lafayette Process Servers, LLC are there to ensure that the process is conducted smoothly and according to the law. Understanding your rights and responsibilities can help you navigate the legal landscape more effectively. The hidden benefits of hiring a professional registered agent.
Thank you for listening to Lafayette Process Servers, LLC, with CEO and owner Scott Frank. For more information about Scott and the services available, please go to www.lafayette-process-servers.com or call 1-866-237-2853. Until next time, you've been served.